Trayvon.
Guilty of being black in America.
Trayvon.
Hunted down for wearing a hoodie.
Trayvon.
Walking home from the convenience store.
Trayvon.
Executed with a trial or jury.
You are a native son, a young boy, a confidant, a brother with a story not so different from my own. You were exiled, profiled, defiled by centuries of history. It's no mystery why you never made it home. They said that you were a thug, and they said that you started a fight, and they said that you smoked some weed. They said you were suspicious on the street, and they said you were dangerous. They said you were looking for trouble, but they are all still breathing while you're bleeding on the sidewalk.
When I think about everything we've lost, when I think about how far we've come, how far we have yet to go, the scars of civil rights begin to show. The stars of the movement assassinated long ago. Oh Lord, are children still getting gunned down in the streets? Are we still being judged by the color of our skin and not yet by the content of our character? Come on, America, you're supposed to be the land of the free and the brave, but I feel like a slave and I wanna rant and I wanna rave. Trayvon won't have the justice of man. We just have to hope there's a place
in heaven. There's no racism in heaven, there's no exploitation. Heaven has no weapons and no stand your ground law. Heaven has no suffering and heaven has no profiling. Heaven has no slavery. In heaven you can be free.
Guilty of being black in America.
Trayvon.
Hunted down for wearing a hoodie.
Trayvon.
Walking home from the convenience store.
Trayvon.
Executed with a trial or jury.
Trayvon.
Dear Trayvon Martin, I remember what it's like to be a 17-year-old black kid walking down the streets of my neighborhood and feeling like I owned the place. Feeling like the world was made for me and all I had to do was reach out and take it. Words cannot express how sorry I am that you became the victim of a hate crime that night and in seconds went from being your mother's pride and joy to being a statistic in a centuries-long struggle just to be seen as human beings, as brothers, and as equals. For what it's worth, I will never forget you, my brother, and we'll see you again when the gospel ship comes sailing in.